In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As the prophets foretold he would, today the Lord enters the gates of the city of Jerusalem, is received by the people as their king, in order that he might drink the cup of the passion, the cross, and death, and enter the gates of death and Hades, and as the conqueror of death, set at liberty the righteous of all ages past who awaited his coming. By his death, he frees mankind from the curse that began with the fall of Adam. The curse is spelled out for us in the scriptures: the soul that sins shall die, and the wages of sin is death. The Lord comes to take on the curse which was due to us so that we might be set free. He received the wages of sin so that we could receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord rides an unbroken colt of an ass, which is an image of every person who is led by irrational desires and deprived of spiritual freedom by bondage to fleshly lust. When we hear the words of Christ's teaching and respond to them in faith, he looses us from our bondage to the things of this world, just as the apostles loosed the colt from where it was bound and led him to Christ. And as they place their garments on the colt, we are led from our sinful life to the life of the Gospels, clothed with apostolic vesture. The Lord then is seated upon us, and he becomes the Lord and the Master of our life, and he abides with us as he promised. And so the Lord leads us to enter the eternal city of God, the Jerusalem on high, which is the city of everlasting peace. Let us then receive the King, the vanquisher of death, into our hearts, and let him vanquish sin and death in us. Let us receive him as our master in truth and submit to his easy yoke, which leads us to freedom, life, and eternal peace. Let us also come today, all the new Israel, the church of the Gentiles, and let us cry with the prophet Zechariah, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem, for behold, thy king comes unto thee. He is meek and brings salvation. He rides upon the colt of an ass, the foal of a beast of burden. Keep the feast with the children, and holding branches in your hands, sing his praises. Hosanna to the highest, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Amen."